Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath, and this is the Midday News. French President Emmanuel Macron is having to face questions before heading to Saint-Martin tomorrow, in the middle of a political storm over the government's reaction to the hurricane. Critics are claiming that plans were not put in place in anticipation, reaction to the catastrophe has been slow, and that not enough resources have been made available to help those in desperate need. Both the Republican and La France Insoumise parties have called for an inquiry into the response to the hurricane, and the Interior Minister, Gérard Collomb, has not dismissed the idea. Prior to his visit to Saint-Martin, President Macron will spend today in Toulouse, outlining his plans for housing reform. The head of state is looking to find a solution to emergency housing and the need for hotel accommodation for those who need most help finding a place to live. He is hoping to calm fears over the announcement this summer over the reduction in housing benefits and stands firm over the comments he made in Athens about those opposing the reforms. After causing major damage and disruption in Florida, it appears that Hurricane Irma is finally calming, having just been downgraded to a Category 1 hurricane. Florida is still experiencing severe weather conditions, and at least 5 people have been killed in the last 24 hours as a result of the storm. 3 million homes and businesses are without electricity still, and the area has been placed under a state of emergency. It is hoped the hurricane will be downgraded further in the next few hours to a tropical storm. The search for the missing 9-year-old schoolgirl, Maïlys, began again in earnest today, with investigators focusing on Lake Aigueboulette in the Savoie, a place frequented by the main suspect, a 34-year-old man who has been charged with abduction. Economy Minister Bruno Le Maire is in Rome today to meet his Italian counterpart. Discussions are over the shipyards in Saint-Nazaire and are focusing on how much of a say Italian company Ficantieri has in the management of the provisionally nationalised site. A retiree in the Côte d'Amour came in for a big surprise when they opened their gas bill to see the sum of €78,000. GRDF quickly apologised and blamed human error while reading the meter. In the football, Marseille was beaten again yesterday, putting the team in crisis as they lost 3-1 to Rennes. This puts them in 10th position in the league. And finally, world number one, Rafael Nadal, added a 16th Grand Slam title to his resume yesterday, winning the US Open in New York. However, French tennis has taken a blow as they currently have no players in the top 15 for the first time in 10 years. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.